In their walk, it's in their bark, it's in their purr. It's ProPlan pet food, the high quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
Ready, steady, the Toyotathon sale event is on!
Race down to your nearest Toyota centre and save up to an extra £1,000 on a new Toyota. But hurry, deals must end 31st of May. The Toyotathon sale event is on! Offer valid on eligible new vehicle orders 1st to 31st of May and registered by 31st of July 2025. Retail customers only, T&Cs apply. See toyota.co.uk for details.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Real music with Debbie Wiseman.
I've had the privilege of being composer in residence here at Classic FM for 10 years, and the time has just flown by. And to celebrate the 10-year anniversary, I've been asked to invite some very special guests into the studio. The stars that I've had the pleasure of composing music for and collaborating with on some of the various films and television productions I've been lucky enough to have been involved with over the past decade. I'm looking forward to finding out how music inspires them, motivates them, relaxes them, which pieces are their particular favourites, and what part music plays in their lives. Today's guest is a true legend of the industry who inspired a great deal of the music I wrote for the 2004 BAFTA award-winning TV drama series Feather Boy, and more recently the 2017 film directed by Simon Hunter, Edie. Her enviable list of credits covers pretty much everything from Shakespeare to Strictly. Actor, musical theatre star, director, presenter, canal boat navigator, and I'm really just scratching the surface here, of the stellar career of Dame Sheila Hancock. Welcome to Classic FM, Sheila.
You make me sound exhausted.
Well, it's a long list of list of credits, and it's wonderful to have you here. So let's begin with your childhood. Did you learn to play an instrument when you were very little?
Yes, I did. I did piano with a lovely lady called Winifred Scott, LRAM. I didn't know what that meant in those days, but she was a marvellous. She used to smell of violet, I remember, and was frightfully proper and pale and wonderful. And there was, I had a wonderful experience with her. I never practiced. This poor woman had to put up with this staggering, idiotic child. And I was doing my usual thing, and suddenly she said, "Wait a minute." And she put a record on the turntable, which must have been, in those days, the sort of orchestration only of the Grieg Piano Concerto, as it turned out. And she played the piano part in front of me.
Oh, my goodness, like a karaoke backing
absolutely,
track.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it blew my mind. I mean, she couldn't have done anything more wonderful to make me realise what an idiot I was being. I still didn't practice, but it was just amazing to hear. And then she went back to sitting there with her lace handkerchief and smelling of violets. But
isn't it funny how teachers have such an amazing effect on you? Did you not practice because you felt it was boring playing scales and arpeggios? Or did you not practice because you had other things to do, like acting or, you know, writing?
I suppose it was just the boredom of, you know, we all know that to play an instrument well, it's a lot of work. You have to practice hours a day if you're going to be a professional musician. And I wasn't prepared to be that. I hadn't really heard any great music to aspire to at that stage. Do you know what I mean? That's why she was so clever to play me that bit of Grieg, because I'd never heard anything like that in my life. It blew my mind to realise what my horrible scales could turn into. Do you know what I mean?
If you had a favourite instrument to learn now, what might that be?
Well, I am about to do piano again, funnily enough, but I think, honestly, my favourite instrument is cello.
So this might be a good opportunity to play a little bit of, and I know this is a favourite of yours, Sheila, because we've chatted about this, the Elgar Cello Concerto. Why is this so special?
Oh, wow. Well, I love Elgar. I mean, he's much maligned, I think. I think he's a beautiful composer, and he wrote such feelingly after the war. And I saw Jacqueline Dupré play it, conducted by her then husband, Daniel Barenboim. And she'd obviously been annoying him because he had obviously told her that she was over the top because she was inclined to sort of sway with the instrument and really give it her all and break her heart and all that. And she was doing that. And you could see him going, oh, my God, oh, stop it. And it was the most amazing concert. And it broke my heart when I discovered that she was ill and we wouldn't hear her again. But she was... if ever anybody played with feeling, possibly almost sometimes too much, it was Dupré.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Jacqueline Dupré playing with feeling.
Thank you.
Jacqueline Dupré's beautiful performance of the Elgar Cello Concerto. I'm Debbie Wiseman, and this is Real Music, where my guest this evening on Classic FM is Dame Sheila Hancock. Sheila, one of the productions, obviously, we need to talk about, because it was the first time that I had seen you on screen and was writing music for you, is Feather Boy, and you played the role of Edith Sorrell. Do you remember working on that production?
Do you know, I am so old. I've done so many shows. When I tell you that the other night I sat through an entire broadcast and at the end it said Judith is played by Sheila Hancock and I didn't know it was me, honest to God. And it's very difficult for me to remember everything I did. I do remember that it was a story where she got very close to a little boy.
They came to visit her in the care home.
That's right. I love working with youngsters. I love working with young people.
Now, one of the films I'd like to mention is The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, which has a beautiful score by James Horner. Can you tell me a little bit about your role as grandma in the film?
Yes, that was amazing, because I am a wartime person. I lived through the war, and it's indelibly imprinted itself on my life, that fear and the awful revelations when the camps were opened and we saw what had been going on. And so, therefore, I was thrilled when I was asked to do that brave film. I mean, it's a fable, isn't it? It's not something that could happen, those little boys meeting through the fence of a terrible, terrible camp. But nevertheless, it's telling a story of how horror can exist and not be noticed, you know what I mean? Mm. There's been another film, hasn't there? A wonderful film, about which is an adaptation of a book about the people who lived next door to, I can't remember which of the camps, but lived next door, perfectly normal lives, a German family, and inside was all this horror and slaughter going on that it's difficult to believe. And I think we have to constantly remind ourselves, and I think, from what I hear, I haven't seen it, but that film has impressed an awful lot of people. They've come away thinking, oh dear, not sure about this.
It's absolutely right. Well, let's play a track from the soundtrack. Let's play Exploring the Forest by James Horner. the beautiful score by James Horn, Exploring the Forest, from The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, a studio orchestra conducted by the composer himself. And I'm with Dame Sheila Hancock, talking music. And in the same sort of way as a boxer might play a motivational track in the dressing room before going out for a title fight, do you ever use music to help a performance or to create the right mood for a character?
No, I don't. I don't. Music for me is something that I have to listen to properly. I hate music in the background. Do you know what I mean? I'll be making up and I'll be thinking of my lines and I'll be doing all that. And I can't have music as well. I need to focus. I go mad. I go into shops and restaurants and say, please, will you turn that music off? Because otherwise I'm not going to buy anything.
No, I'm exactly the same. You want to listen to music and fully focus on it, not have it as kind of oral wallpaper.
Absolutely. And I once did that. I belonged to a club and they started introducing this music. And I said, why are we doing that? Can we stop it, please? There was about five of us in the club. And they said, no, it's company policy. People like it. So I said, wait a minute. So I asked all five people in the club. Two of them hadn't even noticed it, which is even more frightening.
Well, that's even worse,
yes. Do you know what I mean? And the others found it as irritating as I did. And I think at some point there was some company that came up with this idea of music taped into shops and they sold it really well. They said, if you have this, then people are going to buy more clothes and all that. In fact, it's the absolute opposite for a lot of people. I have to leave if there's music in a shop.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. I can't bear it.
Well, there have been research that if you play French classical music or French songs in a supermarket, people are more tempted to go off and buy French wine.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Really?
It has that subconscious effect.
I work in a school in the East End where they do piped classical music in the corridors, and the behaviour in the corridors has improved. But then they're listening to it, you know, because they don't talk in the corridors, so they are kind of listening to music in a way. I think music is to be listened to.
Absolutely. And do you have a piece that you regularly return to that you can listen to again and again and you still might find something new in it?
I've got lots of them, but I get favourite. I hear something, I go to a concert, like a Shostakovich concert, and I'm Shostakovich mad for about a month. Do you know what I play? Everything that he's written, or Brahms, or whatever. There's one piece that I constantly make other people listen to because I think it's a wonderful, calming, exquisite piece of music, which is Vocalise. It's Rachmaninoff, particularly Renny Fleming, and it's simple, pure skill, as well as being, I think, profoundly moving.
Rachmaninoff's vocalese with the sublime voice of Renée Fleming.
That magic skill of that high note at the end there. It's stunning. The way she does that is extraordinary.
Such control.
It's supernatural.
Yeah, it is. But then, you know, as a singer, to have that control and to be able to deliver emotion and control at the same
time. Absolutely. Wonderful.
I'm Debbie Wiseman, and this is Real Music, where my guest this evening on Classic FM is Dame Sheila Hancock. Now, your husband, John Thor, was the star of the well-loved series Inspector Morse, which regularly featured classical music, as well as having a theme and the score composed by Barrington Phelan, which is a real favourite here at Classic FM. Morse was a fan of Mozart and Wagner, but in real life, did John share your passion?
Oh, God, yes.
Classical music.
Oh, yes. We were both besotted with classical music. It was the thing that brought us together. Even our worst rows, if we listened to a piece of music or went to a concert, we usually got together again. Yes. I think both of us came from music, a background that didn't have music, and therefore... In John's case, it was Tom Courtney when he was at RADA, and he was a funny, lost lad at RADA, coming down from Manchester and all that. And he had one of those things with earphones he put over his head, and he played him some Bach unaccompanied cello, I think it was. And John couldn't believe it. It's rather like...
Had he never been exposed to classical music
never.
As a child?
He'd never played an instrument. Not a single note of music had he heard of that sort.
No.
And then Tom gradually, they shared it more and more. And then, you know, when I came along, I was the same. I was besotted, and we would go to concerts together. We had this thing called the elbow thing, that we'd sit next to one another and press elbows at ecstatic bits. Do you know what I mean? Panting.
I thought you were going to say you pressed elbows when you wanted to both leave because it was so excruciating.
Well, that too. But no, but you know that thing where you can't control yourself, so we just, it was the elbow trick.
When do you most listen to your favourite piece? Is it in the morning when you get it? Is it during the afternoon? Is it at night before you get to bed?
No, I usually sit and listen to a piece of music at night or something. Or if I go to a concert and there's a composer that I'm not very well at. Foray has become a big thing with me because this is his anniversary recently.
Yeah.
And I've been playing a lot of him because I haven't heard it. Do you know what I mean? It's a new discovery. It's a voyage of discovery.
Yeah.
And to see, and also the thing that I like those programs where they compare recordings, because how different, I mean, you know this because you're a professional musician, but, the Foray Requiem played by one conductor
completely
and then
different.
By somebody else
yes.
is completely different and yeah. can be awful.
Yeah, well, it's interpretation, it's tempo, it's dynamics, yeah. it's phrasing, it's all those things that make up a performance.
That's right.
It's the conductor's job to bring it together. Mm. And every conductor has their own sensibilities and desires for that particular piece.
Yes, I have a pianist that I'm besotted with.
Oh, that you go and see regularly?
Well,
in concert,
no,
or that
he's
you
dead,
to?
Unfortunately.
Oh, dear.
But John...
Oh, dear.
John was dotty about Schwarzkopf. He couldn't get over her voice, rather like Fleming with me. And he would play her over and over again. So in self-defence, I had this bloke called Michelangeli, and he plays, I think, superbly. And the stories I heard about him was he tuned his own piano, and he would often, if the piano wasn't to his liking, he'd walk off. People would come for miles to see him play, and he'd say, "No, I can't play on this piano. Sorry, thank you, goodbye." And he wouldn't play. I mean, just everything about him thrilled me, and he, I think, plays the best version of the Ravel Piano Concerto that there is, and he's been long dead, but he's worth listening to, and it's so sad, isn't it, that these people that were great in their day, I mean, he was highly esteemed, but he's forgotten now. It's rather like actors. You say to your young actor, Edith Evans or Peggy Ashcroft or even Laurence Olivier, and they say, who? What?
Well, we won't forget him here on Classic FM. Let's hear a little bit of Michelangeli now. Thank you. the second movement of Ravel's Piano Concerto, beautifully performed there by Arturo Benedetti Michelangeli. You're listening to Classic FM with me, Debbie Wiseman, where we'll hear more from Dame Sheila Hancock in just a few minutes.
Classic FM.
Sail through the heart of historic cities and unforgettable scenery with Viking. Unpack once and get closer to iconic landmarks, local life, and cultural treasures. Because when you experience Europe on a Viking longship, you'll spend less time getting there and more time being there. Learn more at Viking.com. Viking, exploring the world in comfort.
This is the call of the chiff-chaff. This is the call of the willow warbler. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your ISA and personal pension. With 30 years' experience, over 430,000 customers, and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power.
Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed Spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
This is your business. This is your business, supercharged with the help of Zero Accounting Software. These are your numbers. These are your numbers, sorted with the help of Zero Accounting Software. This is you.
Hi.
This is you taking business where you want with the help of Zero Accounting Software.
Hello, world.
This is your business, supercharged with the help of Zero, and having your numbers sorted all at the same time so you can finally focus on taking business where you want to. Supercharge your business today with the help of Zero.
Search Zero with an X.
Real music with Debbie Wiseman
on Classic FM.
Sheila, you enjoy live concerts, live performances, and of course you yourself have performed many times on stage. Do the two go hand in hand when you watch other people perform? Are you thinking, oh, I could do that better, or I wish I could do that, or, you know, I would love to do that? Is there something that's...
I seldom feel that because I was so terrified always of performing. So I very seldom look and think, I wish I was up there, because I know if I were up there, I'd be very frightened. And in fact, one of the shows where I was most frightened was I was cast in the original production of Sweeney Todd at Drury Lane. And I auditioned for it, and for some extraordinary reason, the whole of London was auditioning for it, but I got it because I made them laugh, and Steve very much wanted an actress to play the role. Yeah. But my God, I was frightened. I remember the first band call, and I was sitting there with all the artists, and we were hearing the music for the very first time, and it was in the foyer of the Royal Theatre Royal, and there was a piece of music played, and then somebody poked me and said, Sheila, that's you. And I said, what do you mean, it's me? And she said, that's your opening number. I didn't even recognise it. The orchestration was so different
to hearing
from
it just
the
on
singing
the
line that I was terrified, because I'm basically not a singer. I'm an actor who sings. I've done loads of musicals, but I'm an actor who sings. And I was terrified for the whole time in Sweeney Todd, particularly as the advanced publicity for it had been that it was shocking and, you know, people cutting people's throats and it wasn't suitable for a musical. Before we'd even opened, they'd hated it. Do you know what I mean? So you can imagine it was a pretty scary thing to happen. But
you got through it, didn't you? I mean, you got through that fear.
I did, but only just. I was never off. And I've met people since who were in the chorus or whatever who said, we had no idea that you were so scared. But I was. I was absolutely terrified. And there was one lovely moment when I wasn't scared. And it was a beautiful, quiet moment when all the mayhem and the murders are going on. And the woman speaks to the young boy who's working in the place where all the throats are cut and says she's going to look after him, don't worry. And they cling together on stage. And it was very quiet and the orchestration was very simple for once, not blankety blank, 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 blah, 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 all that. It was just quite simple. I knew where to come in, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And I loved that moment. I really relaxed it. And lo and behold, one of my very favourite singers, because I heard her in the 50s, I think it was, in America, Barbara Streisand, when people didn't really reckon her greatly, but I came back with an LP of hers to London and said to all my gay friends particularly, this woman is sensational. So I feel I discovered Barbara Streisand. But anyway, she has done a recording of it, which I think is not like the show. The show is very simple and a very sad little quiet moment, but she makes it beautiful, I think.
Let's hear it now. Stephen Sondheim's Not While I'm Around, sung by Barbara Streisand. And we're coming to the end of the evening, Sheila, and the most recent film we collaborated on was Edie, where you play the title role. And I just loved composing the music for this film, watching your performance, being inspired by Edie's journey towards the climbing of this imposing mountain in Scotland. Can you tell us a little bit about the film and the incredible fact that you did all your own stunts?
I did climb the mountain, yeah. I think I was 85 then, and I was the only woman of my age that has ever done it. I don't know whether, I'm sure somebody has since then, and I trained. Somebody offered me the script and I thought, why am I being offered this? Because it's a wonderful part. Why hasn't it gone to Judi Dench or Maggie Smith or somebody like that? I'm usually way down the list of offers. And then I said, well, I met these people. They'd seen me in some fringe show. And I said, well, I'd love to do it. I'd love to do it. And they said, well, the only thing is you do realise that we want you to actually climb it. I said, what do you mean? Surely you're going to do it with green screens and all that. And they said, no. We think it would only work if you really do it. So I said, well, wait a minute. I'm going to have to think about that. I really am. So I went away and I used to do a gentle workout at the gym, and I went to the gym and I said, do you think I can climb a mountain in 3 months' time? And they said, not sure what mountain. And I showed them a picture of it, Sylvain, which is this huge mountain. And they said, well, you'll have to work every single day, or one day on, one day off. That's the way you do it. You know, you work really hard and then have a rest day. And then they had a man who worked for the Royal Air Force who shouted at people and made them run up hills. I used to have to go to Richmond Park. Up you go, and again, this awful man shouting at me. And I learnt to walk in mud up to my knees and all that. And I ended up, I mean, it is amazing. In 3 months, I honestly was as fit as a flea. And I really, I worked hard at it, but I...
But that discipline to do it as well. Yeah. I mean, you were talking about, at the start of the program, about discipline of learning a musical instrument and how you have to practice every day to get better. But you obviously, you've got that discipline. If you have to do it, you get on with it.
I like
do
a
it.
Challenge. Do you know what I mean? I really love to do something that people think I can't, to prove that I can.
Yes,
and with hard work, you can almost do everything, really, and determination. And I did, as you know. I did do it. And I remember when there was one... You remember the bit when she gets to the top? And in the script, I was supposed to jump up and down and shout and scream and everything, and with delight that I'd made it. And when I actually climbed to the top, and the last bit of the climb was really hard, really hard. Rocks falling on my head and trying to cling on to, like, grim death. Anyway, when I got to the top, I realised I was so struck with wonder, because for miles there was nothing. It's wilderness up there, absolute wilderness for miles. And somebody pointed out that there was a black patch in one corner, and they said that, they suspect, is from the beginning of the Big Bang. That is geology right back to the very beginning. So... And I said, well, I can't do the jumping up and down. I think it's got to be something completely different. So we changed the end. But it was
beautiful, that ending. And I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah.
And we decided that it was quiet, the end. It wasn't a big, brash, heroic ending at all. It was quiet and subtle, and
That's
it was so much
right.
more moving.
It was. It was great.
Thank you so much, Sheila, for joining me and sharing your musical passions this evening. I'd like to finish with music from the film that could be described as our latest collaboration. You climbing up the mountain, me building up the orchestration to match your energy. It's Simon Hunter's 2017 film about a woman who, in the face of everything, just kept on going and succeeding, which is, if I may say, perfect casting. Dame Sheila Hancock, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
my score for the movie E.D., played by a studio orchestra and starring my guest this evening, Dame Sheila Hancock. And do stay with us here on Classic FM for 3 hours of your calm classics with Mylene Klass.
Classic FM.
Sail through the heart of historic cities and unforgettable scenery with Viking. Unpack once and get closer to iconic landmarks, local life, and cultural treasures. Because when you experience Europe on a Viking longship, you'll spend less time getting there and more time being there.
Learn more at Viking.com.
Viking. Exploring the world in comfort.
It's the delicious chocolate bubbles in Aero that make it a joy to eat. Aero. Feel the bubbles melt.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's Pro Plan Pet Food. The high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets. With leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
For whoever they want to be in life, give them a great start with WellKid. Carefully balanced, great-tasting vitamins and minerals for 4 to 12-year-olds with specific nutrients such as zinc and vitamin D, which support normal immune system function. The WellKid range from Vitabiotics, from Boots, pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
How about a cuppa and a breather? If relaxation is what you're after, then look no further than me, Mylene Klass, and the 3 hours of music that'll be taking us right through the night and into the weekend ahead. I've packed in plenty of chill, and we start with Tchaikovsky.
Classics with Mylene Klass
on Classic FM.